I met one of the finalists for the Emerging Leader Award, 23-year-old James Robbie. He switched from working in insurance to working the land after waking up one morning, knowing he wanted to head back to the family farm. Now working as the head shepherd at Otapawa Station in the Tararua district, he's taken an active advocacy role in the sector. I caught up with him ahead of the awards in Christchurch.
It's definitely a departure from my day-to-day life, and to be recognised at such a high level in New Zealand is quite an honour, I guess, and very excited to be here. Yeah.
And for this award, it's for people that have been in the industry for 5 years or under.
Yes.
Tell me a bit about how you got into farming.
Yeah, so I've not had the conventional entry into farming. I was born and raised on a sheep and beef property, but my entire life I was sort of told to go away and do something else, because that would always be there for me, and I did. I went away, I went to university, studied a degree in political science and international relations, so I've got a double major there that I went on and sort of leveraged into a role with Farmers Mutual Group Insurance. I worked with them for a year, sort of representing rural communities in that way, helping out different people through different insurance events. And then I just decided that office life was not for me. The corporate lifestyle was not something I could get on board with. And I came home to the farm and have not looked back since. It's been just over 2 years now, going on into my third season. And it's been, yeah, something I wouldn't trade for the world.
Was there any one thing that made you switch your mindset a bit?
I would say there was a morning I was driving into the office and I just thought, gosh, I can't do this again. I can't do this another day. And that was the day I just I handed in the notice, and I just thought I need something that I need variety. I need that spice. You know, having a role that I have at the moment, it's there's something new every day. There's always a challenge. There's always huge rewards, but they come at the expense of huge effort, and that's just the spice of life that farming gives you, especially as a young person. And I just think it's helped me grow into such a more mature young person as well, and I'm blessed every day for the life that I live and the job that I have.
And tell me about your farm. What's it like?
It's a special place. It's been in my family for 5 generations. We've been farming there since that area was settled. It's an extremely special place to me. The connection to home runs very, very deep. We run sort of 12,000 ewes and sort of 350 head of stud cattle and 650, 700 commercial cattle at home. That's on a little under 9,000 acres or 3,500 hectares. That's all steep hill country too. We do have a few flats, but that's you know, rugged East Coast country. But there's nowhere I'd rather do it. It's a special, special place to me, and I feel very blessed to have come from, 5 generations of extremely hard work to get where we are today.
Growing up on the farm and then going back, was it still a huge adjustment from office work to physical farm work on the day-to-day?
I think it was a bit of a relief to me. I think I found, and I definitely said this a lot through the first 6 months, was that I haven't had a bad day yet. I really felt I'd found my thing. I'd found my calling, I'd found my passion. So it wasn't a difficult adjustment. It was more of the difficulty, I guess, came with everything that comes with living in a rural, especially an isolated rural community, is the isolation from friends, the hours, the mental toll of the work. Basically the rural life was the real adjustment that I had to get myself back into. You know, that was where I really needed to make the adjustments and settle into that rural lifestyle. So.
And do you see yourself doing farming for the rest of your life?
I think I've committed to that now. Like I said, it was always there as an option, and I never saw it the whole time. It was right in front of me and I never saw it, and now I wouldn't want to do anything else with my life. I couldn't go back to the life I had before, and I think I'm settling in for the long run on this one. Yeah, so it's going to be fun to see how I go, and I'm very committed.
And what's your favourite thing to do on farm?
Yell at dogs. No, I love cattle. Cattle are my passion. Sheep work, you know, it takes up all the time, but I do love cattle and stud cattle in particular. Just the idea that you can breed better animals that then go out into the wider industry and improve New Zealand's beef herd as a whole is something really exciting to me. I'm very privileged to be able to play a role in the stud herd at home and make pretty key decisions that then flow on to our consumers, our stud cattle buyers, and that then impacts the beef industry as a whole. I think that's it's a very, very cool part of the business, and it's cool to influence New Zealand's beef herd on a whole. Yeah.
And on the night, Amy Hogenboom took out the award. After studying veterinary science, she shifted her focus and is now the beef genetics manager for Zoetis, where she helps create on-farm solutions for raising beef cattle.